Shortly after the creation of the world, stratification already began. And stratification changed things quickly. It changed the world into a place where different classes and ranks, different groupings and occupations were in society, and this from the beginning of time. It's fascinating to study stratification as sociologists and with the Christian meta-narrative. With the Christian meta-narrative, we can right away see in Genesis 4, verse 6, that Cain, motivated by sin crouched at the door. It desired to have you, Cain, but you must master it. He did not master it, and he killed his brother Abel. And he was saved by God. God knew the condition of humanity, obviously, and a mark of Cain was placed on his head. Humans then began spreading through Cain's line. Cain lay with his wife, and again, this was one of his sisters. Again, this is in the beginning when everything is just starting out. And she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mahujael. Mahujael was the father of Methusael. Methusael was the father of Lamech. Now it's interesting. We have several generations now, and the people of the earth in those days were getting to be very old, and they probably were looking pretty young. But what classes and ranks were all developing, and different understandings of groups were developing, and polygamy marriage developed. Marriage was an institution between a man and a woman, but now polygamy is present. Genesis 4, verse 19, Lamech married two women, one named Ada and the other Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. So now we have the tent dweller group. Then we have the entertainers. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play the harp and the flute. Then we have the industrial group. Zillah had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Then we had Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamath, and Naamah means beautiful. So you have Naamah, beautiful, the fashion group. So you have entertainers, you have tent dwellers, you have industrial, all these different strata in early society. Now, having said all of this, as you look carefully at that strata in Genesis 4, you realize that so what was social change? How is that going to come into the picture? Because if we study Genesis 4, what's interesting is that through the line of Cain, the world is becoming more and more violent, and social change was heading in a direction that went against the meta-narrative of love your neighbor, of the creation image-bearing motif. So in Genesis 4, verse 25, Adam lay with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him. Seth also had a child, and he named him Enosh. At that time, men began to call on the name of the Lord. So social change in religion and calling on the name of the Lord occurred in these early people groups as well. So we see the strata that occurs. So let's talk about stratification in a more detailed way based upon our textbook from Wikipedia and the knowledge that you would need to understand stratification. Social status is the position or rank of a person or group within society. Status can be determined in two ways. One can earn their social status by their own achievements, which is known as achieved status. Alternatively, one can be placed in a stratification system by their inherited position, which is called ascribed status. And we know that, you know, people go like, well, he was born into wealth, or even in different, you can see that with different countries. The fact that I was born into the United States determined so many of my opportunities. The fact that I was born to a specific family, a white family in the Midwest, Wisconsin, who this family was connected to a reformed Dutch community that prized education, that had a excellent educational opportunity for people who are part of that particular faith in Christianity. So in America, born to a white family, given certain wonderful opportunities, having a college system that was accessible to me in the 1970s and 80s, then going on to seminary and having the resources both from my family connections to connections within our denomination. And our denomination is really big into ministry training. So I had an unbelievable, awesome opportunity, and so did Dr. Fettes. Now, having said all that, I am not of the opinion that I should feel bad about that. And I'm not the opinion that we should, in other strata, criticize those in different strata. Stratification has been occurring since the beginning. And to pit one class or one rank or one nation against another is not helpful. All it does is create chaos. But for me, what is helpful is my passion in life, the passion of Christian Leaders Institute, is that anyone can get the same quality education that I got. That even though there are strata and classes and all of those things, we're not just sit there and say, well, too bad on the rest of the world. But we're committed, I'm committed, to raise up revival leaders in every nation and let things like class mean nothing when it comes to the quality revival leaders raised up to serve the Lord. So, you know, this sociology class is very helpful to me because, and I think for you, because you understand how these different things happen. Even though, you know, we could say, you know, some people had more benefits, the fact is technology has leveled that. Now, anyone with an internet can get this high-quality education. So let's talk about social status even more. The members of a social group interact mainly within their own group and to a lesser degree with those of higher or lower status in a recognized system of social stratification. Such ties between people are often fluid and amorphous. Some are more common bases, such as some of the more common bases for such ranking include, and here's some of the reasons that you see these groups. One is wealth, income is one of the most common. Ties between people with the same personal income. And I think that's very true. I know as a minister, I often find myself in all sorts of different income brackets. And like in a chess game, it seems like ministers who are called by God to be in the community can walk in different stratified groups. And in Christian nations, what I mean by Christian nations here is nations that respect the historicity of the traditional church, there's often a respect that allows you to do this, especially in many parts of America and possibly in other Western countries and in places in Africa where Christianity has a big heritage. There's other stratified groups, gender, ties between persons of the same sex and sexuality. There's like a woman's team, a men's team. political status, ties between persons of the same political status or views. And this is becoming very polarizing in places like Europe and America, but everywhere. It's in that way in Africa as well. Religion, ties between persons of the same religion. You know, in my background, if you were part of the Christian Reformed Church growing up, you could go to other places in the country where there was a Christian Reformed Church, and there would be very strong ties. In fact, the services were almost exactly identical, and we sang the almost identical songs, and the sermons were pretty much identical wherever you went. There's race and ethnicity, ties between persons of the same economic and racial group. We see like the race teams, and there are organizations that really try to strengthen and create political platform by the differences between stratified groups, and including like race or ethnicity. You know, I kind of like the joyful part of race and ethnicity. I enjoy the different cultures of the world and different races of the world and how they bring their unique image-bearing flavor to the table. And, you know, I look at my own Dutch background of ethnicity, and the Dutch had certain characteristics that are both positive and negative. You know, one of the positive characteristics is, you know, something like moderation or an education, you know, the work ethic. But now some of the negative characteristics is food. I don't even know what Dutch food is hardly. They have some sweet food that I like banquet and stuff like that. But when it comes to food, give me Thai food or give me Ethiopian food. Give me Mexican food. Oh, you know, all of those things. But Dutch food, you know, growing up, like we were introduced to just a couple of items, and really it wasn't that tasty. Have you seen a Dutch restaurant anywhere? There are not very many of them. And if you're Dutch and you're offended, no offense to you. I'm a Dutch person, and I'll tell you, give me Thai food. But again, it's these stratified groups. The social class, ties between persons born in the same economic group. You know, that's been very interesting to me too over the years as a pastor, because I'll see like people with similar social class tend to understand the language of each other. And when someone, let's say, invites someone in that is not in the club is often not very open to welcoming them. I think one of the reasons that churches struggle so is that we don't understand how to break down our closed stratified groups to make new groups in churches. Coolness, ties between persons who have similar levels of popularity. You know, like in a high school, you know, there's the popular groups and the unpopular groups. All of these things are very fascinating. Now, Max Weber says, the German sociologist, developed a theory proposing that stratification is based on three factors that have become known as the three P's of stratification: poverty, prestige, and power. He claimed that social stratification is a result of the interaction of wealth as class, prestige, and power. So here's one of them, property. Property refers to one's material possessions and their life chances. If someone has control of property, that person has power over others and can use the property for his or her own benefit. Prestige. Prestige is also a significant factor in determining one place in the stratification system. The ownership of property is not always going to assure power, but there are frequently people with prestige with little property. So frequently people with prestige and little property. Power. Power is the ability to do one what one wants, regardless of the will of others. Domination, a closely related concept, is the power to make others' behavior conform to one's command. This refers to two different types of power, which are possession of power and exercising of power. For example, some people in charge of the government have immense amount of power, yet they do not make much money. So all of this brings us to the hierarchical systems of power. So there's class power. This refers to an unequal access to resources. If you have access to something that someone else needs, that you can make you more powerful than the person in need, the person with the resource thus has bargaining power over the other. Then there's social status, social power. If you view someone as a social superior, that person will have power over you because you believe that person has a higher status than you. Political power. Political power can influence the hierarchical system of power because those that can influence what laws are passed and how they are applied can exercise power over others. So what we see here is, again, just human society, how human society develops, especially in a fallen world. So the Christian, no matter what class we're born in, no matter where we are in the whole system, we see that the people of God are where our heart is at. And we look at anyone as image bearers. You know, I've had the opportunity to be part of a country club, and the part of the country club is a great opportunity to introduce Christians in the upper strata, that is, have wealth, to the ministry of providing free ministry training other places. Now, my own background comes from my mother was a factory worker and my father was a mechanic. So I did not really hang around with people of the country club strata. Now, it's really fascinating. It does show at times, and some of those, it'll give me a ribbing or kidding about clothes that doesn't quite fit. In fact, some of them have even like directed me to the type of clothes I should buy to be in the club, so to speak. But I also see like everyone there, my nickname is Rev, Reverend Rev, because in the end of the day, I'm not trying to please any one person there to be accepted. Ultimately, my goal is to please God. And I don't want to show favoritism. I don't, in my heart of hearts, see anyone any different. God is the Lord of all, the Lord of all of us. And we have this wonderful privilege. That's why, with all my heart, mind, and soul, to glorify God, I want to see anyone in any strata, in any class, have opportunity to be trained to be a revival leader. You know, it's interesting to me, just the power of God in changing our lives. And I tell you, without the Lord, we would all be stuck in these strata systems. But there's something about Christianity that we say, in Christ, there is no Jew or Greek, slave or free. But in Christ, we all have value, and we all are, in His eyes, His loving and beautiful creation. We read in James 1 verse 10, "But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant, it blossoms, falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business." Romans 2:11, God does not show favoritism. Exodus 23, verse 3, do not show favoritism to a poor man in a lawsuit. So that's our challenge as Christians, to no matter what class we've been born in, no matter where we are in the whole strata, we are those who see God as the creator. Each person is made in the image bearer of God. And even if they are not Christians, they're humans. And we take notice to love our neighbor as ourselves. We don't need theories and scientific discussions to talk about strata and how social change should occur. And so many people try to do that. They try to make one group jealous of the other group and try to make everything all fair. And you'll see in the news articles that this group has more than that group has less. And I'm here to say, let's spread this training. Let's spread this education everywhere. And as God calls and people are bringing value to their communities, I believe that wonderful social change will occur and renewal leaders, revival leaders will be raised up in every strata, in every class, in every rank that God is glorified.